following conscious. You may know a lot, but don't ever think that you got this. Wise words, pay attention to these wise words. And people follow people, but seldom following dreams. They tend to follow dreams, but never know what they mean. These are wise words, pay attention to these wise words.
So, here we are on another episode of Wise Words. We have the ever-elusive J.B. Bridgman. He's supposed to be here on one of the earlier episodes, but we finally got him on, so I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, awesome to have you. So, before we start out, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what it was like, you know, growing up as J.B. Bridgman.
All right. Well, J.B. Bridgman. Growing up, little shy kid, I guess, you know, always messing around, getting into my work-related stuff. I was always messing around with my radios, taking stuff apart. I had probably 20 speakers in my room where I've wired them up and everything. I was always, so electricity, I guess, was instilled in my blood, you know. It was
the old home theater system.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I used to have wired up when I was a kid, too.
Taking stuff apart that didn't work and try to fix it and everything.
Yeah. So you from Bowling Green?
Yeah, from Bowling Green. Born and raised in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Been here all my life. Never moved out of Bowling Green, so.
Yeah. If you was going to move somewhere, where would you go?
That's a good question. Probably Florida. Probably, yeah.
That's the easy answer.
It is, yeah. It's because I know it more than any other state, you know, and it's beautiful.
So. It is. And ain't nothing like the beach therapy.
No.
Sand.
Get pretty lazy, though, I guess. All right.
It'd get old after
it
a while.
It would.
Seems like everybody I talk to who lives down there that say that, like, the days run together.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you ask somebody what day of the week, you like them shop owners down there.
It's hard life.
Yeah. What day is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It just runs together.
Yeah, I heard a funny story one time. It was like, so this guy's businessman was on vacation and he was out on the beach and like he had to fly back home or whatever and he didn't have his watch and stuff. So he walked up to like one of the natives or whatever and he's like, "What time is it?" And the guy was like, "I don't know." And he said, "You know, you guys work and come here, you know, and then go back home and work. We stay here. We're just here."
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so what got you into electricity or electrician where you said you always played around with stuff?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to be something in the electrical field, whether it be an electrical engineer or an electrician or whatever. And my stepdad was a business owner of a construction company. And
you started out working with them?
I started out working with them. And, went to school and figured out I've always had the business owner blood in me, I guess, because I always wanted more and more, and I wanted to be over there, you know? I wanted to be a leader. So as soon as I could get all my licenses for electrician, I did. You know, I was 21 years old when I had my journeyman electrical license. And
so how long have you had JB Electric?
I've been almost 19 years now.
I mean, that's saying something to run a successful business for that long.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. It's been a blessing to have the right people around me to be able to help me out through the way. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Would you say? I mean, you said your stepdad was in the field. Mm-hmm. Would you say you have a mentor?
Oh yeah, I've actually him. There's a couple guys that are good mentors I've been blessed to have around my life. Mm-hmm. I listen a lot.
Yeah.
So I can be around anybody and learn something off of someone, and that's, you know, believe it or not, you guys. I learned stuff off of you guys too.
I always say I taught them everything they know, but
didn't know
everything I know. That's cool. So you started JB Electric about 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit because I know you know you run a non-profit foundation for St. Jude.
Yep.
And let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
What got you started?
What got me started on that one? From when I was 18 and I got cancer.
Mm.
And we figured that out here in Bowling Green. And the doctor that was here at the time was fortunate enough to get me into St. Jude. And because they only take kids, and I was just, you know, 18 years old, so I wasn't a kid anymore. It was like a couple months. I wasn't supposed to be there, but they got me in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started going to St. Jude and fell in love
with it. Before you get up, right, what was that like when you heard them words? Like,
oh, it sucked. I mean, it's kind of like disbelief. Even, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I was at that time, I was out, you know, becoming a man and partying all the time and just being with friends all the time. And it's like no, I don't have time. You know, it's nothing. But the biggest thing was the first doctor's appointment. I guess that got me more than anything.
Kind of, what type of cancer was it?
It was Hodgkin's disease, which was not, you know, it was not a bad one.
And they're all, none of them's good.
None of them's good, but it was not. And what I had a, I don't remember what side it was. I had a little lump come up on my neck, and within a month it went from a bug bite to this massive thing, you know, just right here on my neck. And my mom was like, you're going now. So they did a biopsy and all that stuff. And then,
pretty scary.
Yeah, it was. I mean, but it was, you know, it was a learning experience and made me who I am now. So, yeah. You know.
Aside from, I mean, what's one thing you kind of took away from that as a learning experience?
A lot, man. I learned, I guess the most thing that hit me harder and that made me who I am now is no matter what, somebody's got it worse than you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So some gratitude.
Yeah. Great. No matter what. No matter what. And if you can help somebody out, they need to be helped, you know.
Well, I know, you know, you and JB Electric as your business has put a lot of pride into helping out in the community.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's what we're supposed to be doing, I think, yeah. You know.
You got to give it back.
Yeah.
So St. Jude kind of took you in.
Took me in, and I mean, I could go in. You know, we could talk about that for hours. But there, the doctors and everybody, the place is just—it's a perfect place for kids. You know, it treats them how they need to be treated. You know.
So this was when you was 18.
I was 18.
Yeah.
So I walked in this place, and these little kids pulled around in wagons and stuff. Didn't have hair, you know.
Life changing.
I felt like I wasn't deserved. I didn't deserve to be there.
Yeah.
So I guess I needed to be, you know, on the other side helping them or something. Yeah. But it was kind of almost embarrassing to be there at the time.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
See, here I am, kind of like the elf. You know what I mean?
You feel like that.
You know what I mean? But
it's not funny. But
yeah.
A part of it is anyway.
But it did. But and that's probably what I said earlier. No matter what, somebody's got it worse than you do. Yeah. And I had that from day one. I had that thought in my head,
mm-hmm.
And so it made it easier for me to go through all that stuff. Really,
that was a revelation, then.
Yeah. Yeah,
almost a blessing in disguise.
It is.
That
yeah.
happened because mm-hmm. that flipped a switch in you that a lot of people go through life that switch don't never come on.
Yeah, you can never say I'm selfish.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, take us back. I know you said, I don't know, not to age yourself, but mm-hmm. So when did you actually kind of start with JB Electric? Like what? If you was 18 then, when did you decide that you wanted your own business?
Well, I already knew then. You know, I was working towards my own business.
At that point?
Yeah, oh yeah. When I was working for my license, you know, towards my license,
mm-hmm.
Electrical journeyman license. And after that, you have to get a master's license.
Yeah.
After that, you get a contractor's license. And after that, you get a business license, blah, 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 blah. Right. And so I was just working the stages as fast as I could.
Well, I got a question. So, you know, you said you're blessed to have the people around you, you know, to keep the business
mm-hmm.
going good. What do you look for in someone for your team?
Drive. They're not the personality and drive. The want to be good. The want to be successful. You know, somebody that loves their work.
And you set them up to go through their journeyman.
No, yeah, we set them up. We had four and almost five people in the last couple months that got their journeyman license in our company.
Wow,
we've been working towards them. And they started. Most of them started here. You know, so
that's growth.
Yeah,
that's big growth.
So that's five more people.
So you're setting them up for the same road you took, basically.
Yeah, Yeah. But I just hope they stay here and help
JB Electric. Let me ask you this. Do you do a competitors agreement thing? Like, you take somebody on, and I know a lot of people that are in a trade or whatever. I've seen it. You know, somebody will come in, say, like, let's just say stonemasons or brick masons, for example. They get up under a brick mason, they learn everything they can, and then they end up being competitors to that guy because they'll go out from under him and try to do something. So,
don't that make you feel like you did something right, though?
Some people, yeah. I just wondered how you approach
it. It sucks. I mean, I lost six guys this year from a new company that come in town. Six guys. Yeah. You know, that's a lot of people.
For the greater good, it's good. Like, you know, for me, a guy that needs electrical work done, it's real good because
the more electricians there are, right?
And it obviously, you know,
that's a we're in a
market fair.
And we're, it does, but it doesn't. It actually hurts electricians.
Really?
You know, we should be top dollar, and we're not top dollar anymore.
Right.
You know, they're getting paid top dollar. They're getting paid pretty good, but as far as what we get to charge, it's still, it's not where it needs to be.
I feel like you get what you pay for, though, a lot of times, though, you know. So some people out there might pay a little more and make sure that
they do. You know what I mean? They do.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the big thing of, you know, establishing a brand in your name, you know, because JB Electric is a trusted name in the community. Yeah.
And it's taken us a while to do that, but we've always been honest, and we've lost money on jobs just to make it right, you know.
And I mean, that's the way it should be. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but sometimes you got to.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be fair, like you said. You got to be fair price and everything. And it's
well, some things is out of your control too.
Yeah,
like when we're talking about parts and whatever,
right? Yeah,
you might be having to pay what you wasn't paying last year.
Yeah, and that's what happened this year. Yeah. You know, that's what happened. We're still missing that.
So how do you, like? You got to go up on your prices, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's default. But the consumer might not know that. So how do you, you know, do you gradually just ramp it up, or do you just got to do
overnight? I think what you do is you just be, you communicate with them, you know. You be really transparent, you know, and like with our contractors, they know about the you know, we're always talking to them, and they know, they hear it, you know, we're out of meter bases right now. We can't get them. Even when we can get them, they're going to be twice as much as they were, you know?
Yeah.
So, stuff grew. You know, the economy went crazy this year, last year, and it made us have to pay more. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet.
And have things on back order, right?
All the materials on back order or something like that. They cost more. People were wondering why the price, you know, it had to go up, you know?
Yeah.
And we're still not making the percentage that we used to make. So.
Mm-hmm. How did COVID affect you guys?
Yeah, see, that would be the difference in your trade than a lot of construction trades is y'all might have to go in somebody's house while they're there living, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas somebody else might just go out there.
But we're on, you know, new construction. You know, we just kept on working.
Yeah.
Luckily.
I got to take a pause real quick, man. Where'd you get that cool shirt, man?
I like that.
Buddy of mine. Got a
I heard that was best shirt.
Facebook page right there, Spotted in BG. So tap into that. Yeah. Well, how many members?
I think we're like 36,000 right now.
36,000.
You might make it. You might make it.
Yeah.
Be the biggest group in Bowling
Green. Yeah.
It's the hottest group right now.
No kidding.
Bowling Green, right? And I mean, there's people that don't even live in Bowling Green that's part of that group.
Which would make sense, I think, because if you're not from here and you get in there, you want to know what's going on right there.
Exactly.
Maybe I want to go to Bowling Green this weekend, you know?
Yeah. Well, it helps, you know, it helps a lot of people find things they're looking for. But anyway, I'm staring at it and I had to make a comment.
Ooh. Well, I noticed, is that a new tattoo?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. I thought you got a little scuff riding skateboards or something.
I got this, too.
Focus. I like that. I need mine bigger right here. It says focus.
What's the story about this
back here?
Ominous black hole on your arm.
Man, it's just I like the design. You know, I think you know the black hole. It's
right.
It's
wide open.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's unknown. We really don't. I mean, I don't know what to say about it because I don't think we really know about it. But it might be our demise. It might be our origin. But
yeah, it could be both.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but the focus is just kind of to remind myself, you know, it's right there.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, I'm reading or when I'm at the gym, whatever, you know.
I like that a lot.
They focus because I feel like, you know, that's our superpower as humans and our kryptonite is distractions. So,
yeah.
That leads into all dimensions, dude. That's in everyday life right there.
Yeah. Dimensions.
Every day in life, you can say that exact word you just, those exact words you just said, though.
Exactly.
And I don't care if it's, any religion,
right.
Anything.
Yeah, focus right. Is our superpower. Distraction is our kryptonite. That's,
wise words, baby.
Yeah,
that's true.
I like it. Yeah. You just got a new quote. That's my favorite one now. Don't even say it. Yeah.
Back on track. I don't know if we've had a track yet, but it's cool. So where were we?
The economy, contrary to what they hear at home. It is different than it was pre-COVID. And we was talking about how COVID affected your business in particular. What else is some of the things that are different right now than it was whenever you first started?
Before, like, just like way first started?
Yeah, just the past 10 goodness. Years.
Past 10 years. It's really, and I don't mind it at all. Tell my guys this. It's really turned in where you have to, lack of words, I don't want to say this baby, but you have to be more. Yeah, you have to really be proactive with your employees. You have to really not only guide them through things, but be nice to them, really a lot nicer than normal.
Yeah.
You have to cater to them more, I guess.
Right. Why do you think that is?
Because they're needed.
Yeah.
You know, because they know that they're needed now. They know that there's not enough of them, you know.
So you think they got more leverage?
Yeah. They had more leverage than the employer
has. Because nobody wants to really do anything nowadays, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And a quality worker is really hard to come by.
It is. But, you know, like what we've done is grown them. So the guys that's working here, you know, they're going to pay. They're going to school for it. So that means they've got, you know, they're not just out looking for a job.
Right, they're looking for a career.
Yeah. Now we'll find them every now and then that's looking for the job, and that's the ones that you have to
worry about.
You have to worry about. I mean, you have to be like, oh man, you know, he's here. We need help. Or do we really need that many people? You know, that's a good question that we've had a lot of this since COVID and stuff. Is do we really need this many people?
What is your turnover rate?
Oh man, it's not too bad if I focus on getting the kids in school, or not, I say kids, the men in school and stuff like that. So those usually stay with me pretty long. But going back to what you said, you know, there's been many times where they've almost.
So you just kind of, you just chalk it to the nature of the beast, right?
Yeah.
And just go back to the well.
Yeah. Right?
How many people do you have employed right now?
There's 22.
22. That's a lot of heads to keep up.
It is. It is.
Oh, what's the longest or the most tenured employee you have to the newest? How long?
Let's see. The newest one is probably 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And the oldest one is, he started with me probably a month after I started.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Ryan?
No. Derek.
Okay.
Derek, yeah, I've got a lot of people that's been with me for a long time, though. I've got, like, the Ryan's been, I don't know, 12, 13 years, something like that.
That's a testament to a well-run company as well.
I mean, I've been there. You know, I've been around a lot recently in the last year, and it really is like a family.
It is. It is.
Environment, you know?
It is.
So that's a big statement to say about your business, for sure.
It's been, that's what I'm saying. I'm blessed to have it like that. I don't know. Because I think really, excuse me, starting out, I hated people belittling me and, you know, doing certain things to me as I was an electrician, right? Mm-hmm. So I would always say, well, when I'm a boss, I'm not going to do that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
And I don't. I let them, I mean.
I'm like, people, how long was you in the field before you?
About 11 years, I think, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So you got some time under the wing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to get, like I said, I had to go through there and get my master's license and all that stuff, too. So.
Right. And your dad wasn't an electrician, no nepotism. Or
right, yeah.
You really got it out the mud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was.
So you really paid your dues, you know.
When I started, I made a dollar more than the minimum wage as an electrician.
What was the minimum wage?
The minimum wage was $4.25 an hour.
What could you buy with $4.25?
Yeah, it's probably more than you can now. I mean, $4.25, probably $400 now. You know?
I remember you could definitely get a Big Mac meal for probably $2.99.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. I remember the dollar menus. You can get the dollar cheeseburgers. And
Do you remember, like, McDonald's used to have a thing where you get, like, on Mondays, it was like 39 cent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 30 and 49 cent cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was taking it way back.
That's back when the McDonald's was on the bypass right there, on the other side of the bypass, you know?
Right. Well, I'm from Logan County.
You don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think of what was there, what's there now, but across from Easy Rent and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a ways back. So you left St. Jude, and but before we go there, you still go back. Like every year?
Every 5 years.
Every 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
They do tests and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah. What they do, they send me a big pamphlet, or now it's email. It's been a while. And I fill out a form and answer a bunch of questions for them.
Uh-huh.
And then after I fill that out, they'll set me up a couple months later to go down there and visit them. And I go down there and they do all, like, it's the 4 days worth of tests.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much. So it's a week, almost a week. I stay down there for a week. They pay for everything. They actually pay people to do this, like past, but I don't take that money.
Hmm.
Because I don't, you know, it'd make you feel weird to do that.
Right.
But they pay these people, us, to come and do this for research, basically. Like from old past people that had cancer and everything. Yeah, exactly.
The treatments that they gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool that you're a part of that. That's
awesome. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said,
you gotta give back,
you know, they took the time to fix me so I can at least help them fix somebody else.
Well, yeah. So when did the idea come to you, Wired for Good?
Man, I've always wanted, ever since, of course, I went to St. Jude, and I always wanted to do something to help. And I love music. I should have been able to sing, play guitar, done something like that, but unfortunately, it didn't happen. It wasn't in my books, right? I was supposed to be an electrician. So, I don't remember how I come up with the idea or who helped me come up with the idea. But I was like, we were sitting around one day at work, and we were like, man, we need to get some bands, do something, do a party, do this.
Like, how long into your tenure of JB Electric did this come about?
Oh, we just started this 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But dreaming wise, probably 5 years, something like that. Yeah. Wanting to have it. But it started out wanting to be a big party. And then we're like, you know what? We can throw a big party and we can somehow charge for something and take all that money and go straight to St. Jude with
this. Yeah, so that's what,
you know?
I think there's a difference in what you do that I think really kind of needs to be highlighted is a lot of people, especially, like, you know, business owners may, every time you see them giving a charity, they, you know, there's an ulterior motive involved.
In your case,
like, it's a genuine Samaritan act because you've been there before, right?
Yeah.
And
like I said, I've been in business for 19 years, and it almost makes me, like, I don't want to say, oh, I've been in St. Jude, I've done this, and I've done, you know, look what we're doing for St. Jude, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But that's what you're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing that because it makes me feel like I'm marketing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not really marketing. I'm helping.
So
I'm trying to
help. That's what you got people like us for.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that.
It was hard. Remember when you first started over there?
I had to, go out on your behalf and tell the story.
Yeah, because I didn't feel comfortable doing it. Yeah, it's like.
So let's go to the first one, because like I showed up at the Y for Good
mm-hmm.
first annual event, but I wasn't a part of it. So. Take us through that night. How was the turnout on that?
Man, it was fun. It was,
talking about the first
one? The first one. Now, never done this. The only thing I'd ever done was put a fair together, because I have been the chairman of a fair before. And then, again, I tried to put everybody that I thought would be in the right position in the right position, and I think I did pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had to do was get the people out there.
Yeah.
But getting the people out there is kind of a hard part. But, man, that's the best party I've ever had in my life. That was, and we met so many good people.
Yeah.
All the bands. Oh, it was just so much fun.
It's networking.
Networking and everything. And we did pretty good. I mean, I think we gave St. Jude, should I even say money? How much?
Yeah.
I gave them. I think we ended up getting them like $6,000 or something like that after we paid off everything. First year, it's not bad, you know?
No,
but I think that helps to show that, you're being transparent about this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you'll be honest about how much money you gave them
at
the door. That way people see and they know.
And we didn't charge anything at the door last year. Well, $5, I think we charged at the door last year.
Yeah.
Managed to raise how much?
We gave them $6,000. Now, I cheated a little bit because JB Electric forked out a ton of money, right? Like a lot of money for this event.
Yeah.
So we really didn't make $6,000. I just kind of put it in the books to make it look like we made money off of that.
Right.
And gave them $6,000. So if that makes sense.
You still gave $6,000.
We gave them $6,000.
Justifies the means.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this next year, though, we got sponsors,
mm-hmm.
which was very smart. We didn't do that the first year. So we didn't have to pay all this over, getting it set up and everything, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way we got, it was a JB Electric didn't pay hardly anything this year other than the setups and stuff like that. But we had good businesses, too, really good businesses.
All right. Yeah, we had some top-notch business.
Yeah.
I'm
trying
to name them all off, but maybe we'll throw up a little flyer for the little sponsors.
We
can do that. Right.
But they came along. We made, they paid for the whole thing. I mean, it paid what they gave, paid for the whole thing, right?
And then we had the silent auction.
We had silent auction and everything like that. Yeah.
So just to tell it, where was Wired for Good the past 2 years?
It was at the Sokie Fairgrounds over there on we set it up off Glenlily Road where our office is, 923.
Yeah. There's going to be another one.
Yeah, I can't stop. I can't stop. I mean,
this is going to be hopefully an annual thing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. As long as we can do it without somebody, man, you got to stop,
Right.
So what's the plans for?
I think we're going to change it up a little bit this year. Maybe even a new venue.
Huh.
We're getting into it. I've been thinking a couple of them here. Like this week, I thought of another one.
Well,
in Bowling Green, of course. No, yeah. We don't know.
Be on the lookout, because we will be doing another one.
Yeah.
Sure. So, like, as far as the bands, what kind of bands did you have the first year?
They were all pretty much local bands. First year, it seems like it was forever ago now. Who do we have? Of course, that's when I met the Josephines.
Hmm.
And that was just
let's talk about them a little
bit. Okay. Yes.
I knew you was a big Josephines fan from the first concert.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to a little bit of it, man. I was like, I just don't really get it, man. I don't see it, And then I got to see them perform live.
Yes.
And it was just complete different.
Yep. Yep. You're exactly right. Yep.
Like they're a live band.
They are a live band, and they
throw down.
They throw down.
Yeah.
And that same light bulb comes on to a lot of people, because you're originally, it's your roots, you're a hip hop fan, right? I think that light bulb comes on for a lot of people when you actually see a band take the stage and make that music.
And they're making the music, and they're talented. They're so talented at such a young age, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing. And they're living, and they're just at the beginning of hopefully a very good career that they're going to have.
They've been touring a lot.
So they're still down home, you know, they're still.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on bringing them back next year?
I think I'd like to have them every year, ever, forever. Lock them in for life. Yeah. I hold him up. That's what Brad said.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold him on that. So
that's awesome. Wire for Good 3.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We're starting. We're going to probably, maybe this month, October, maybe.
So send your sponsorship package in right now.
That's right. 923 Glen Lily Road. I think we'll start looking for sponsors and start monthly meetings.
What would you say to a potential sponsor about this? Let's pretend you're.
Okay. This is the best opportunity that a business can give their money and know that money is going straight to St. Jude. I mean, if you think about everything, and I was telling people that at the gates, you know, you just spent $15 at that gate. That $15, this was already paid for this year because the sponsors paid for all this. So all the gate money and everything,
mm-hmm.
It's going straight to St. Jude.
And on the other side of that, what do you say to the person in the community to just, even if you ain't got all day, come by?
Just come by.
5 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, I promise you, you're going to have a great time, no matter where we are or what we do.
Yeah.
I've met so many people that know how to throw parties.
It's a shame. Honestly, the crowd was a little smaller than we would have liked last year. But the show was not.
The show was top notch, man. I remember saying this. I felt so bad for people not knowing about it.
Right.
Because there was such a great show. That show should be on YouTube or whatever they do now. I was going to say be on
the
TV, but you know, they don't really do that stuff.
Everybody's cut the cord.
Yeah.
But no, it was.
To do yourself justice, don't see it. Don't look at it on YouTube.
The after effect, you know. You can watch maybe like years down the road, we can throw on.
Yeah. But the vibes of actually being there.
Oh, man, it's crazy. And I was up there probably as much as I could right up front, man. I saw Jordan every now and then.
It ain't just music, though.
We had pretty much it's a festival. You know,
Cornhole tournaments,
vendors, all kinds of vendors. We had a helicopter rides.
Mm-hmm. I took my son on that helicopter.
Yeah, the first year we had like all kinds of food booths, and we dropped those down to about five or six this year.
So during the day, you got the activities, the festivities. And then what time y'all get the music start?
Oh, no, we had that music starting almost right up. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it played all day.
It played like on a Saturday. We started at what, 1, I think?
Yeah, I mean, it was on
2.
Just a couple hour delay from the time the place opened.
Yeah.
We had so many acts.
We had 14, 17 bands, something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Fun. Oh, my goodness. And everybody, I don't know, it's just crazy. But anyway, Duncan Booth.
Mm-hmm. One of your workers got dunked too.
Josh did.
Cornhole tournaments.
Silent auction.
I can't even think of everything else we had this year or last year.
And bringing it all back, right?
I don't know. I think we might go towards just a concert of some sort, maybe.
Yeah.
Like more of an indoor venue.
Yeah. Possibly. Maybe indoor or maybe just like a.
I actually like. I like the outdoor idea because it gives everybody a chance to, whenever you got some free time on that weekend, I can fly back. I got a little free time window here on Saturday.
That's cool.
Fly back,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's then cool.
Come back on Sunday.
Not just a
show starts at a certain time. I think
that's a good idea, too.
I think you allow yourself a little more headroom on people actually.
I definitely want a big meeting pretty soon, big brainstorm meeting, and see, because it's time to, and I think I'll push it to September next year too.
Yeah, a little bit cooler. Yeah. I noticed that when I was there. But yeah, I think that's a real good idea. And that'd give you about a year.
Yeah, so exactly.
Plan it.
Yeah, I know. You know, we planned on the last one.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So.
Oh man, it was busy. We started on it. Jordan, keep me busy, man, every day.
He's keeping me busy. I mean, but we had a good little campaign run.
We did.
We did the a couple different radio interviews, a midday live.
Name got out there.
Yeah.
Our name got out there.
It'd but, you know, for something like that, it takes
everybody told me 3 to 4 years
to grow it.
To grow it a little bit where it's you're making some money off of it, you know, so.
But definitely got the potential to be a staple.
Yeah, I think so. A bowling, I mean, I think.
Staple, yeah.
And that's what I wanted to get in. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping, you know, the first couple years, I start doing it, and then people that know how to do it will help. And that's what's happening. You know, every year we've gained somebody else. Like, all those guys, I can't think of
any. So improved?
Yes. Yeah. How much they want to wait, help and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were there the whole weekend. So improved.
So, yeah.
They really showed out.
Mm-hmm.
So, they, you know, Sis, Jamie had a little booth set up
there. Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Forever 29, and like I said, Chad and ONE, they were there.
They were there for, I mean, I saw them multiple times just walking around, eating some kind of fair stuff, you know, or something. Yeah,
and that's what's cool about it is you get to see the artists support the other artists
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did too, didn't they? You'd see them out in the crowd. Yeah, you would. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's something that I think that's something that people need in general right now is we need something to just bring everybody together.
I agree.
If you will. You know, with rich man.
I like it.
Rich man.
Funny. Never thought about it like that. So, yeah, I mean, Wire for Good 3, we were drawn from 1 and 2.
Yep.
So, let me ask you this, though. So, there's a competition that the Bowling Green Daily News holds each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best of Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
How many years has J.B. Electric won that
thing? I don't know, man. I'm going to say 9, 10, something like that, really. Not in a row, but a lot in a row. Yeah. I mean,
so you won it last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I think it goes back to like 2010.
You know, goes back for a while, yeah.
So
that's been great. You know, that's been
an honor.
It feels good. It feels really good.
Trucks today, and you had it on the side.
Yeah,
That's the Bowling Green.
Yeah,
so it feels good.
It's not like a big deal, but it makes you, you know,
it's work. What do you think sets you apart from like the other electric?
What I hope that sets us apart is our customer service, you know, being real.
Being authentic.
Yeah.
That keeps coming up, right?
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
knowing that, and we do this a lot, we want to help you. You know, we're out there to help you, you know.
If you put that aside, if you put the monetary gains aside, whatever it is,
yeah.
If you just go to help people in your business, you know, for any business owners listening to this, quit trying to make money and figure out how to help more people.
And it'll come, yeah.
I get that kind of vibe from you, too, that, like, even when you was talking about your certifications, you was like, blah, blah, blah. I feel like you might be the type of dude that, hey, I just want to get out there and get on the job and get this done.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
And, all this other stuff is, you know, I can take it or leave it, right? You just kind of, you're passionate about what you do and you want to get out there and get your knees dirty. But,
That was going to be my quote. One of my quotes was,
hold on.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Well, you got my other one now already. So.
You got a new quote.
I got a new quote. I can't remember it. I have to look on my phone. Go ahead.
So,
let's see what it is.
We do. This is Wise Words. So, we do.
Walmart package here.
Favorite quote. So,
all right. Are you ready? My favorite quote is the way to get started is to quit talking about it and begin doing. So, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, that's
I think you live that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't speak about it, be about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that.
I definitely get that vibe just from having met you for 10 minutes. So,
sometimes you just got to quit thinking about it and worrying about it and just go do it. You know?
Motivation's contagious, right?
Yeah.
Or it should be.
Hopefully,
Yeah.
It's also like showers, so you got to do
it. That's true,
It wears off. Oh, man. So yeah, Best of Bowling Green. That's one. I wanted to touch on this too, man. You guys got the best commercials.
Yes, we do.
In Bowling Green, we got a new one. You got a new one that just came out recently. So it's hilarious. So if y'all hadn't seen it, you know, do you want to tell them a little bit about it? Like the.
Why don't we just run it?
Oh yeah, yeah,
run it right here.
Gee, hey Trent. What's going on? You've been here for 7 hours.
I'm having problems with family. This ain't right. I'm coming back tomorrow.
I should call JB. Trent! Gee!
Should have called JB Electric. At JB Electric, when it comes to electricity, we don't mess around. Make the right call. Call JB Electric.
Should have called JB.
Should have called JB.
Yeah. So.
And really, I think this last one is... Yeah. She finally called JB or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad she called JB.
I got a question for you, trade relevant. How many times have you been electrocuted?
Oh my gosh! Put it this way, you can't play with it and not get into it. So.
Right.
A lot.
Have you ever been electrocuted where you was actually scared? Like,
yeah. I mean, I've never had to go to the hospital, but I've. I'll give you one story if we got time.
Yeah, okay, fine.
We were working on it. This is when I was probably. I didn't have my license yet, so 3 years into it or something like that. We were doing a restaurant, and I was up on top of a ladder working on a box, an electrical box, puts wires together like this. I tell you what it was. It was hops.
Okay.
Y'all remember hops?
The microbrewery.
Microbrewery. Yeah. We were in there, and I was up there on a... Up above this, they didn't have ceilings, but up above there, working on an electrical box. And a wire come down and hit me right there. It's 277 volts, and it hurt. Oh, I mean, and I started screaming. I was like, ah, like that. And I looked down, and this guy, Greg, he's another electrician. He walked right by me, and I was like, ah. Jumped all over him.
It just grabs a hold of you.
If I was touching the box with this hand right here, and that wire come over here, so I was grounded. And so it hit me pretty hard, you know. Mm. I got down off that ladder. I jumped all over him. I said, why didn't you help me, Bubba? You weren't screaming. So I thought I was screaming, and I wasn't screaming.
What should he have done? Like, what's the...
Man, I don't even know, but he should have got me off of that. You know, job site safety. Yeah, you can't really do anything, I don't guess. I guess you go try to turn the power off, push him off the ladder, but I was 10 foot up in the air, you know, I'd have died. So, at least, you know, act like you knew about it or something.
I'm glad they got guys like you. Oh, y'all up my job.
Yeah,
Well, that is something. Like, why, you know, what's one of the biggest things that, you know, reason someone shouldn't try to do a job themselves and should call a professional?
Man, please don't do it yourself.
You ain't got.
It costs more, you know, and we get a lot of calls. Well, you know, and you've heard of this. You know, my husband knows, or my uncle knows.
Yeah.
We pulled down this ceiling fan and there's all these wires and now it don't work. You know, we always get those calls.
Uh-huh.
And it costs so much more for us to come over there and try to figure out what they did.
Yeah.
And then just call us and have it done in an hour. You know, most of the service calls are like that.
So please don't do it yourself.
Calculate up what it's going to save you.
Yeah. It's definitely cheaper just to call.
Because you got that chance that you're not going to be able to do it, especially if you don't really know how to do it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true.
And watch out for people that you know that know an electrician that has a brother of an electrician that think they're electricians.
Because
yeah.
Their brother is or somebody else is.
They watched it on TV once or something. You know?
Somebody that might have wired up a remote control car.
Those tribes.
As a kid. And yeah. They know.
I know they're helping you. I know there might be family members and all that stuff, but it's
definitely not a do-it-yourself
it's not,
YouTube video.
It's gonna really put you and him in a bind.
And insurance purposes.
And insurance purposes and I don't want to say 9 times out of 10, but we say 6 times out of 10. It's not going to be right. It's not going to be up to code, put it that way. So
if it ain't up to code and something happens,
And what are you going to do? House burns down. Oh, Fred just did it, you know.
And it might not even be the source of why your house burned down. But if it wasn't up to code, you still not going to get paid on that, because the insurance is going to look for anything they can to not give you that money.
And what's really bad is if you called any company, not bad, but if you call any company, had them do work for you. And then after that was done, then you had Bob come over here and do some work. Well, we're not, now your warranty and everything's done. You know, it's over with. Because you had somebody else working on your stuff. So.
Well, I mean, that's only right, really. Right? I mean.
Yeah, and not only that, but you're not protected anymore. You know, now if your house burns down because of an electrical fire, I'm not going to say JB Electric, because we're not going to, it's not going to be an situation where your house is going to catch on fire because of electrical work. But that company will not be liable for you.
Right.
You know? So his insurance is not going to pay your. So I don't know how that happens, but or works. But.
Well, switching gears a little bit, how has, like, the internet and helped your business from back in the day?
I mean, we're like, you got to have it now.
Yeah.
You've got to have it. I mean, when I started, the internet, let's see, I had it for QuickBooks and emails, and that's probably about it, you know. Now, our websites are, everything's so important to have, YouTube, you know, stuff like that. Well, you mentioned social media. It's so important to have. You can't not have it and run a successful business, I don't think. I mean, I think that you have to, it's more important to have that stuff now than it is, you know. Used to, I had a phone book. I had my name in the phone book. That was the biggest thing we had to do, was get our name in the phone book. Get the yellow page ad, you know.
Yeah.
I remember that. And now, I mean, they don't even make a phone book anymore, do they?
Yeah. I heard someone said if slogans were being honest, yellow pages would be like, here, throw this away. Man, we're on, you know, this is Wise Words Podcast, but you've been a client of Wise Marketing, you know.
For a while now,
company.
Yeah.
Marketing, advertising for the last year. Just kind of talk about that. Has it helped? You know?
Yeah. You went it. I tell you what, you started out. Woo! Like, he gave me so many questions. I was like, oh God, here we go. Yeah. But you've been on top of it, man. You've done good. You've done real good. I've been very impressed.
Well,
very fun too. It's been fun doing all this.
Yeah. We did a few different things. You know, when I came in, I was like, I don't know if I signed up for all this. Oh, festival, let's do it.
And easy going. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, and that's what, you know, my crazy mind will. You know, let's do, what about this? What do you think about this? Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah.
We do it.
So would you recommend those services?
Yes, sir. Not as much, though, because I don't want everybody to be like me. But
right. No, not be, I'm up for it.
Luckily.
I'm up for there, yeah.
Where's your competitor, Claude?
Yeah, there you go. You're not allowed to have any more electricity.
No more electricity.
Yeah.
Cool with that.
Gotcha.
Well, shoot, man. You know, it's been great having you here. We always kind of do a little segment where we kind of ask some questions, too, though, before we end this.
All right.
Land the plane. So we're going to kind of do like a little rapid fire session.
All right.
We're going to fire back some questions, and you give some quick, short answers, just whatever comes off the top of your head.
All right.
How do you like your coffee?
Black.
Apple.
Strong.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Are you a early bird or night owl?
Funny, but a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relative to favorite meal of the day?
My favorite meal? I like Mexican food.
So like dinner or lunch?
Oh.
That would be lunch.
Lunch. Yep. Yep.
Does pineapples go on pizza?
Very seldom, but yeah, sometimes.
Greatest boxer of all time.
That's a good one. Man, I'm going to have to say Muhammad Ali, though.
Yeah.
Just because he's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He is the greatest.
He told you.
Yeah.
That's the second time he's been brought up.
Yeah. I would throw at the time, though, Mike Tyson in that short period that he had.
Yeah. Yeah, the window. He had a really good window.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to add for anybody?
When you think of Kentucky, what do you think of? If you could just describe Kentucky and the three main things that come to your head when you think of your home state.
My home state, three things that come to my head, of course, is the horses.
Yeah.
Corvette.
Yeah.
And so what would be the third one that I think of mine? Obviously the bluegrass, but I would think of whiskey.
Is what bourbon. I think of.
Bourbon. Yeah, not whiskey, but bourbon.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Man, you got to miss some basketball, though.
Man, we don't even want to talk about basketball.
I already knew.
Here's it, real quick, man. I am one of the three Louisville fans in this city.
I think there's more than that.
Yeah, I know that I'm surrounded by Kentucky fans.
Give us a history of that, because I respect Louisville. Like, I'm not a Louisville hater. I'm a Kentucky fan.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Louisville hater, because I feel like, man, they're in the same state. If they ain't playing Kentucky, I want them to do good.
Right.
Yeah. But so what?
I think the reason why is because my whole family was a big UK fans and everything, and I always wanted to be the – I didn't want to follow footsteps and all. The black sheep, I guess. And during the 80s, I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know, 80 and 86 and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So I was a big Louisville fan. You know, I always wore my Louisville hats and my jog suits and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you still got the red on. So.
Yeah, that's right. but really, yeah, that's how it started. And I just grew into Louisville. When my kids were born and stuff, I'd really get them into going to camps and stuff in Louisville. And
I'm so glad we actually ended up talking about basketball before this ended, because I want to bring up BG Shock.
Oh yeah. We didn't talk about that. BG Shock.
Yeah. So what is BG Shock?
BG Shock is a team that I started 2 years ago, I guess, for my son. Mm-hmm. And it is a AAU travel basketball team.
What age group?
15U right now. But we started at like 13U or something like that.
So it's 15U only, or are you going to try to grow it a little more?
I will probably just stick with them and let them and grow with them. And then after that, see what, I mean, if I get an opportunity, oh yeah.
I think that's a good thing. That's
I love it, man. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
They won like.
We won a championship. Like our last game we've played, we won a championship. We won the whole tournament.
Yeah. I know. I've seen the trophies and whatnot.
Yeah.
Who they won.
They're really good players. Like, all of them are – they play – most of them play for their school teams and stuff. Mm-hmm. But my son, he's a pretty good basketball player, but he doesn't like the organized part of the basketball. So he quit trying out for the basketball teams and just wants to play for our team.
Gotcha.
And it's really helped him.
Yeah, I like travel ball.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, man, even for the schools and everything. And I know some of these organized schools, they might frown upon it, but by the time these kids get to high school, they're already going to have way more experience.
Well, I was talking to a referee the other day, or at the last tournament, not the other day, it's been about a month, but he was like, "You don't understand what you guys do to help these school teams, because your guy," he said, "all your guys except for your son play on a school basketball team. It's Greenwood, South Warren, and Bowling Green." And he said, "You're having them play all during the off season, working with them the whole time."
Just a big advantage.
It's a big advantage. Yeah. Yes.
It's a huge advantage.
I'm not the best coach in the world, but I can tell
coach?
You, I coach it. Yeah. Okay. But I tell you what.
They're getting reps, though.
They're getting reps, and I know how to tell them. I know how to pump them up, and I know how to get them when they're down, to get them back up. And I just bring them in and say, "All right, what do y'all think we need to do? We're not doing right here. What do you want to, you know?" So it's pretty much they coach the team, but they.
Well, in basketball, I feel like you can get away with that a little
bit,
right?
Yeah. I mean, and I know it just, you know, I love basketball.
You
let the
horses run, right?
Right.
On the court,
Yeah.
I mean, I know footballs, you know, you got to
do that.
Plan.
But you really, all you got to do is worry about defense, figure out your defense, and then the offense will come. So. But it's fun. It's
so
fun.
When's y'all's next turn? Are y'all playing right now?
No, they're done. It'll probably be
y'all shut down
March
when the schools start their basketball. Mm-hmm. So you're not interfering with the schools.
Now, they had started a couple tournaments before that, but no, they won't ever compete against each other. Maybe one or two tournaments will, but that's not. And most of the coaches say you can't be on a team, so we don't.
So
we don't do anything. We might practice.
If you're in Bowling Green and you got some support to give.
Yes, you should.
At the BG shop.
Yeah, and that's all JB Electric right there. We sponsor JB Electric, buys them uniforms every year. All the tournaments. The tournaments are like anywhere from
They're not cheap.
$200 to $350, something like that. Every tournament to enter. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a real cool look. You know, I got the
light. Shock. Yeah. You
know, so it's a good spin off of it. So uh-huh. You got the wires for good. And you got the BG Shock. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually had somebody on here a couple weeks ago, though, that does training for kids. Like.
Yeah, and he loves basketball, too. So cool. I could turn you on.
That'd be cool. He does, like, agility training.
Yes.
Does he?
Footwork and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
definitely need his contact.
Okay. Yeah.
He might come through. Put a little clinic on.
That's what I was about to say. Do a practice or something and just get the gym rented out and have him go at it. Teach you.
Yeah. I don't know how his sessions go and stuff, but I feel like it would a benefit for him, for the kids. And
yeah.
Stuff. Might be something to look into. But yeah, we'll link you up with that. But cool. You got anything you want to leave last words? People watching, anything you wanted to know, call JB Electric.
Call us. Call us. No. Thanks, everyone, for all your support. I mean, the community, we can't do anything without them.
Right.
You know, so yes, you might have a breaker that burned up and you're going to have to pay this amount of money. And it's not, but that money goes to everything that you think of. I mean, that money goes to, first off, not 90% of it goes to paying back for the material and the labor.
Mm-hmm.
But that little part of it that is for the business goes towards
the community.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we really, you know, not saying we don't make a profit, but I put a lot of money back in the community. So,
And that's. We're proud of you for doing that. We're glad to do that, and we're glad to.
That's just what I wanted to do. That's what I've always wanted.
Like, especially Bowling Green needs more contractors like this. You know, like, I've run into a lot of them in the past 10 years, and you're a whole lot different than most of them. I mean, without getting into that whole thing, but I feel like could definitely use more contractors like yourself here.
Appreciate that. Yeah. More
people to bridge the gap.
That's right. Bridge man.
Owner JB Electric. Thanks for coming.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Just rocking and rolling, baby.
Come back tomorrow.
We got you all fixed up. Got it all fixed up for you, ma'am.
Let there be light, ma'am.
Looks like she finally called JB.